This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago officials need to figure out how to close the $175 million budget gap in the increasingly likely case the city school district does not cough up the money by Monday. On Monday, the city will essentially close its books for the previous fiscal year and take a look at how projected revenues did. One line item it seems they won't be getting is a $175 million payment from the school district to help pay for CPS employee pensions. The school district and the city have been playing hot potato with that payment. Historically, the city has paid it, but former Mayor Lori Lightfoot shifted it to the school district. This year, CPS says it doesn't have the money to pay it. The mayor's office says it will need to either dip into reserves or see if other revenue, like a hotel tax or amusement tax, did well enough to help cover the difference. What they'll do might not be known for some time. Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky faces a primary challenge next year from someone who was not born when she was first elected to Congress and doesn't live in the district. Liberal influencer Kat Abba-Ghazaleh became known for making fun of conservatives.
I punched a hole in the drywall the other day. My only friend is Sean Hannity. True story.
More than 5 million views, hundreds of thousands of TikTok followers, and a reporting trip to the DNC later, she is now pushing for change in Congress.
We all deserve better. We deserve human rights and financial freedom and a party that stands up to authoritarians.
The 26-year-old backs ideas like a 2% wealth tax and amending the Civil Rights Act to include gender and sexual orientation. She just moved to Illinois last year. Schakowsky said in a statement she's glad more people are getting involved in the fight against Trump. Anti-abortion advocates visited Springfield yesterday to protest legislation aimed at what they call anti-life care. At the 2025 Illinois Pro-Life March, anti-abortion organizations protested bills that would expand access to abortion and legalize medically induced deaths for terminally ill patients. Pro-abortion advocates also attended to protest the march and were met with singing. March attendee John Lowe, who came with a Catholic organization, says it's important to have an open conversation between the two different sides.
You know, really, we need to sit down at the table and decide, you know, what works the best for people.
After a rally and march, attendees also lobbied Illinois lawmakers. Chicago's Montrose Beach has become a thriving habitat for endangered Great Lakes piping plovers and a hotspot for eager birders. But between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. during mating season, bird monitors work near the nesting ground to ensure the protected enclosure remains safe from debris, dogs, and sometimes kites. Tamina Itani is the Chicago Piping Plover Group's lead volunteer coordinator.
I have monitors that sign up for 2 hours a week and end up spending 10, 12, 14 hours a week on the beach watching the plovers because they love them so much. And they like the other monitors. I mean, it's become a really nice little community of people who are friends with each other, know each other.
Itani says there are more than 100 monitors this season. And while it's a bit early for plover landings on Montrose, birders might soon see them flying over Chicago en route to nearby states. Some more things you should know today. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order targeting a prominent Chicago law firm. The Sun-Times reports the order aims to investigate the security clearances, government contracts, and access to federal buildings of law firm Jenner & Block. The firm previously employed Andrew Weissman, a federal prosecutor involved with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into suspected Russian interference in the 2016 election campaign. Starting in April, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois is changing its policy for people with severe asthma who don't respond well to inhalers and get a shot from their doctor. Blue Cross Blue Shield says the asthma medications are now approved for self-administration by the FDA, and some patients already self-administer the shots. But Dr. Sharmili Nyenhuis at the University of Chicago says some patients might have trouble giving themselves the shots due to their age, physical ability, or fear of needles. The insurer says doctors should fill out a form if a patient needs an exception from the policy. Nyenhuis says this puts a burden on the medical staff and can lead to a delay in care. Today's weather, we will have cloudy skies with a high of 51, although it will be cooler by the lake. And tonight, the low will be 42. Tomorrow, we will have a chance of rain and a high of 54. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nemi Gudde. Thanks for listening.